WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. That drives the girls wild. I've got the move that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
I'm
just a sexy boy.
You know how the old saying goes. You can't have WrestleMania without Mr. WrestleMania. And when someone's too lazy to show up, they just call in Shawn Michaels to show up instead. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show, live across the airways on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Oh man, I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Why show up when you can get your work husband to do it for you? I mean, you know, it's... That works for me.
Right?
Just saying, I mean, you know, Taker don't want to show up. Paul Shawn. It's kind of a twofer because Hunter's there, so it's like, you know, that whole twofer, but I think Steph was maybe banking on Taker being there. I don't know. It's a weird, weird group right there.
So,
that I'm not going to get into on the show because that's a whole entire rabbit hole.
That is a whole entire rabbit hole. So let's get started with that whole story with Shawn Michaels and why he was at Monday Night Raw. Roman Reigns, last week called this his yard now and planned to address The Undertaker's actions last week on Monday Night Raw, where he came out and instead of, you know, Roman being able to come out and confront Braun Strowman, The Undertaker did, and then Roman showed up and all that fun stuff and ate chokeslam and all that fun stuff. So, before that, Jinder, who is a main event level talent in his mind, challenged Roman to a fight. So Roman Reigns took on Jinder Mahal, and at one point in the match, all you heard was... There was no Taker. Roman then hit two Superman punches and beat Jinder Mahal. Easy peasy. No questions asked. So Roman Reigns calls out The Undertaker, and we go to break. When we come back, he's still waiting for The Undertaker. And then the work husband shows up, the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels, Mr. WrestleMania, because you can't have a season without him.
Of course not.
He says that Roman Reigns is unfocused and is distracted. This far out of WrestleMania, he's already set up shop in your head of yours. Come WrestleMania, he's going to eat you alive. And Roman says that's not going to happen. Reigns said people ask him what's going to be like for him to get in the ring with The Undertaker, and he turns the question around. Maybe The Undertaker should think about what's going to be like to be in the ring with him. Michael said he knows what it's like to walk around with a huge chip on your shoulder, as well as the way the pressure of the company, with people go sneaking around saying they want you to fail. And, you know, Shawn's actually on the side of Roman. Reigns said he appreciates the advice, but with all due respect, The Undertaker retired you, and I'm the guy that's going to retire him. Thoughts?
Roman. Okay, first, if Roman beats Taker and retires Taker, they're going to need to get him out of that building, and he should run.
Run.
Fast. Because there are going to be people looking for him. Two, Shawn Michaels is there. Shawn Michaels, the greatest of all time. Arguably the greatest of all time. I should say, is in the ring giving you advice. This is a man that has faced The Undertaker on every level possible, including WrestleMania, twice. This is the dude telling you, you need to watch out for Taker. You need to be careful of Taker. Why? Because Taker likes to screw with people's heads. That's his thing. That's what he does. Dude can literally sit on his couch in Texas and summon a gong by pointing at his television. See? He can summon lightning. He can make the ring move. I mean, we've seen countless Taker magics. Taker does not need to be there to mess with you. This is established canon, right? So Sean's telling Roman this, right? Trying to offer him the friendly advice of, you need to be careful. Because Taker is not what you think he is. He's a slippery devil. And he likes to get in your head. Mm-hmm. And Roman's just like, nah, man. I'm cool. I got this. F off. And Sean's like, looks at him like, no, seriously, you're not thinking about this. Which, I can appreciate it. Roman's trying to play the cocky badass that he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is not any WrestleMania opponent. This is not any WrestleMania match. This is Taker. Literally, go ask anybody else has ever faced him, Roman. They will tell you, you need to watch your backside, because he will kill you. And go get pancakes afterwards. And not care. That's who The Undertaker is. So it's like, he ramps it up for Mania. He's difficult to beat at Mania. He went 21 years without getting beaten. Or 20 years without getting beaten. 20?
21. He was 21-1.
Yeah, 21-1. So he went 21 years without a defeat. 21 people, including Shawn Michaels. Twice. Could not beat The Undertaker. The only person to do it is Brock Lesnar. In the years following, nobody's been able to beat The Undertaker. So it's like, what makes you think you can? One person in 25 years or so has defeated him at Mania. One. One. Dude, listen to your elders. Listen to Sean. He knows. Okay? He knows.
So as Roman Reigns was walking up the ramp, Murder Speed showed up and just ran the hell right through him.
Yeah, Braun got a really good head of steam going, and it's like, you see him, like, come at Roman, and he tries to turn his body so he doesn't smack Roman just, like, head on, because it'd be, like, getting hit by a truck or something. And, like, even the glancing blow from Braun throws Roman down the ramp and actually off the ramp off to the side.
The slow-mo was great.
Slow-mo was hilarious, because you just see Roman and you just see Braun turning and this the collision.
You just
and
hear
Roman's
it.
Roman's face is like, whoa!
Smack.
It's awesome. Sit here and giggle.
And every time they showed it, it was awesome.
It's hilarious.
Oh, alright. So, yeah, good angle. Good all-around stuff. Things that happened on Monday Night Raw, including 205 on Raw. We had Brian Kendrick and Tony Nese beat Akira Tozawa and TJ Perkins heading into a big five-man match tomorrow night on 205 Live. The other man in that match, the man, the greatest man to ever live, man with the biggest package ever seen on Raw, A-double Austin Aries, who was in action, and he beat Daivari. So it's Daivari, Perkins, Tozawa, Nese, and Kendrick tomorrow night in a number one contenders match going into to find out who will fight the King of the Cruiserweights, Neville, at WrestleMania. Both matches.
How many Muppets died for that coat?
Right? Right?
How many? I need to know.
Someone out there? Anyone have an idea? Anyone? 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 Okay. We'll figure that out. If you do, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Let's see. In other action, it was the number one contenders match. Enzo and Kaz versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the Raw Tag Team title shot at WrestleMania. Earlier tonight, Charlie Caruso sort of asked Gallows and Anderson who they wanted to face. And, you know, they wanted to take things into their own hands. So this matchup ended in a double disqualification, a no contest, when Gallows and Anderson showed up and laid out all four men. Triple threat at WrestleMania.
No real surprise.
None whatsoever.
I mean, the match was decent up until Gallows and Anderson showed up, and then it was just like things just went all to hell, as they should have.
So, New Day had a segment called New Day Talks, because they're hosts, so they were trying to be talk show hosts tonight. They were promoting the Jetsons DVD available tomorrow. They brought out their guest, The Big Show, and this is the big newsworthy item for the show. Big Show has the chance to become the first ever two-time winner of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which means his match with Shaquille O'Neal is officially off.
Yup.
Titus O'Neal showed up. They argued about Titus not being in the movie, yada, yada, yada. So it led to Big Show versus Titus O'Neal. Big Show beat O'Neal with, like, three chokeslams.
Poor Titus.
Nothing really to see there after that. We had Bayley accompany Sasha Banks to the ring as she took on Dana Brooke. Sasha beat Dana in a minute. And then Charlotte picked up the microphone and started ripping into Dana Brooke. And then Dana Brooke had enough. And she just roughed up Charlotte.
It was awesome.
Leading to huge Dana chants from the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, we've all kind of been waiting for this. They teased it, they started it, and then Dana went back to Charlotte, and now it's, okay, I'm done with you, I'm done with your crap, I'm gonna beat you up now, and I like this, I thought it was good.
That was a fine little segment, fine little angle. It worked. Which, Nia then wanted to be put in the situation for the title. She got the match with Bayley. The match was fine. It ended in disqualification when Nia Jax would not stop, would not break the five count. She kept stomping away Bayley in the corner. Referee called for the bell, and then Nia destroyed Bayley.
No real surprise here. Nia's gonna probably get put in the triple threat to make it a four-way.
Most likely, yeah. That's probably the direction they are going. Show opened with Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman coming down to the ring. They talked about Brock Lesnar destroying Goldberg with an F5 last week. Heyman said not only can he see the future, but he has the vision that has now bestowed on all the fans thanks to Brock Lesnar. Heyman said the future takes place at WrestleMania and Lesnar will make the announcers say, "Down goes Goldberg." Fans chanted for Goldberg. Paul Heyman stopped and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Goldberg is not here tonight." Heyman said his client is, and this is his nice way of saying shut the hell up if you chant Goldberg. Heyman said the resurrection of Goldberg will be put down at WrestleMania, and his vision of the future will be validated. Heyman says, F5 equals Lesnar goes up, and down goes Goldberg. Strong, strong promo from Paul Heyman.
I loved Paul Heyman's evil cackle at the beginning of this. It's awesome, but this was a really great promo by Paul Heyman, and it's the type of promo only Paul Heyman can do and get away with, because anybody else doing this type of promo would just look stupid. Paul Heyman just pulls it off in brilliant, spectacular fashion.
Later in the show, we had Kevin Owens come out, talked about being outsmarted by Chris Jericho, and, you know, how people are upset with him. Now Jericho wants revenge. Owens said Jericho got him at Fastlane. Owens said Goldberg didn't beat him, Jericho did. And then Owens said he's going to take the U.S. title from Jericho, just as Jericho took his title from him. The only thing left of Y2J after WrestleMania will be the tears of Jericho. Crying out, man. He says, "Who needs best friends when you have a destroyer?" Which cute Samoa Joe coming out. Nice solid promo from Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm. Great promo from Kevin Owens.
Jericho crying out, man, the tears of Jericho, that was great. Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens took on Chris Jericho and Sami Zayn. Really wasn't much of a match. Match ended in disqualification. It was Jericho and Sami Zayn picking the victory over Owens and Joe. They beat down Zayn for a while. Jericho made the save. Jericho then got beaten down by both Owens and Joe.
It's kind of disappointing because they were running a version of this match on the house shows this weekend, except it had Balor and Hunter in it. So it was a six-man versus a tag match.
Yeah, but you can't give away Jericho and Owens just yet.
I know you can't, but it's like, I kind of wish we'd gotten at least the tag match, because it would have been really good.
Oh yeah, and I bet we're going to get that match at some point. And it'll be really, really good. But this was more means to an end and setting up a purpose. I was fine with it. Now, this show had one theme the entire night. Stephanie McMahon sort of has been trying tough love with Foley, and it's not really working. And Foley said, "Usually better with a pat on the back." Well, Stephanie wants to teach McFoley. Cut through the tension and teach him something. What she wants him to teach him? Well, she's going to give him the first lesson. The first lesson tonight is to fire someone. Foley was sad. Foley throughout the night was sad on who he was supposed to fire. Kept thinking, who I should fire. So, we get to the end of the show. Stephanie calls out Foley. Foley said he couldn't think of anyone who deserves to be terminated, but then, about 10 minutes ago, a name jumped off the page at him. Foley thanked her for giving him this assignment, saying it would make him a better general manager and a person and more enjoyable role. And Stephanie was very proud of this. Foley announced that Stephanie was the person he was going to fire. Stephanie's like, "You can't do that. You don't have the power to do that." She said she wanted a name. Foley was, gets all Foleyed up. And says she treats talent like they're chattel. They said they are human beings and they should be and she is the one who deserves to be fired. Foley said he's looking into her. He was looking in the eyes of a liar and a really bad person, playing back to the whole thing a few months ago where what was it? where who got beaten down?
Oh God.
Anything was no one got beaten down. It was the Triple H when Triple H came out and Stephanie said had nothing to do with it. That's right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
All right. So Foley said he was looking into the eyes of the liar and the really person. Foley said, Stephanie asked what happened to his 4-2. Foley said he would not be silenced and started to say something about Triple H, which made Hunter come out. Hunter told Foley if he had something to say it to his face. Foley said he'd happy to. He thought Hunter was hiding in the shadows. Hunter's like, why can't no one find him? He's everywhere. Like, he's legit. Triple H is everywhere. He's at NXT. He's at all the, on all these meetings. He's at the UK shows. He's everywhere. Like, Hunter's there. If you look at a wrestler, they're taking pictures with Hunter when they win a title.
Yeah, it's like he's at the show. You know he's at the show. Just go look at his Twitter to find him. I like you saying this. Go look at his Twitter.
I like how they referenced all that. Do people really look for him? He's like, he's right there. He's always there. He said he's running a business. Hunter said he doesn't want a lawsuit where he would rip Foley's bad in need of a hip replacement leg off and beat him with it. Foley questioned whether Hunter would do it or he have Samoa Joe do it. Hunter said he would have brought Foley back. He would never brought Foley back. Foley said he works hard on the future so that he doesn't have to look at a pathetic has-beens like Foley. Hunter says Stephanie has a heart, actually really likes Foley, even though you really can't tell. Hunter says Foley shouldn't make mistakes hard for a lack of being able to do what it takes. Fans start chanting for Punk, which needs to die again. Foley was a step away from traveling around the globe and telling his stories about who he used to be. Foley said the wrestlers like Raw. Said the Raw wrestlers like and respect him because he can do one thing they can't, and that's not pretend to like Triple H. Foley, Hunter brought up Foley's family, including Noelle, who has this dream of becoming a wrestler, a superstar. And it has, you know, they brought up Dewey, who works in the office. And Hunter said maybe Foley could give Dewey a ride to the unemployment line. Hunter asked if it was pulling at his heartstrings. Hunter told him to tuck his tail between his legs and waddle up the ramp. And then have an epiphany. And then love his job. Hunter said that when Stephanie tells him to jump, you damn well jump, monkey. Great line.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter ordered Foley to get the hell out of the ring. Foley put down the mic. He's all sad. Stephanie then started talking. This should be a lesson to all you fans. She told the fans to thank their bosses for giving them an opportunity. Hunter then noticed Foley was still there. And then Foley turns around and Mr. Sacco is on his hand. And the Manama Claw goes down the gullet of Triple H. And then a low blow by Stephanie McMahon. Hunter had enough. The jacket comes off. He rolls up his sleeves. And he's ready to attack. Then music plays. It's not Finn Balor like we thought it was going to be. Oh no. It was Seth Rollins. He hobbles down the ramp with one crutch. He gets to the bottom. Hunter's like, come on, bring it, bring it. Rollins smiles and drops the crutch. Seth Rollins removes his jacket and shows off a t-shirt which said what?
Kingslayer.
Rollins entered the ring and they started the fight. Fans were going crazy. Big dropkick to by Seth Rollins knocking Hunter out of the ring. And then Lindsay says something to Hunter. What was that?
Hunter, pick up the crutch.
And Hunter picked up the crutch. Right on cue. He got in the ring. Rollins attacks him. Threw more punches. Rollins runs in the ropes. And Hunter hits him in the bad knee with the crutch. And then hits him again. Hunter yanks off his shirt. And then puts on the Indian Deathlock.
Which was nice usage. A plus usage of that.
Yeah, it was. And just for good measure before the closing credits. One more strike with the crutch. And down goes Rollins. Great segment to end the show.
This was absolutely fantastic from top to bottom. Loved how they did this. Great use of Hunter. Great use of Steph. Great use of Foley. And great use of just everything. I love the emotional blackmail in this. I loved Hunter bringing up Foley's kids and how Noelle wants to be a WWE superstar and Dewey works for the company. Like, the fourth wall break on that, where they're like, oh yeah, and Dewey works here. So, you know, you may want to think about that just a little bit. I thought that was absolutely fantastic how they did that. Because it's just, it takes Hunter to that next level evil boss. Like, he's already got that down, you know, he's just the jerk boss who just beats up everybody. Oh no, now it's like, here comes the cerebral assassin where he's like, oh yeah, you know, yeah. Oh right. Your kid works here. So not only can I screw your life up, I can screw his life up. And your daughter, you know, the one that wants to be a wrestler, yeah, we can blackball her and make sure she never becomes a wrestler. Like, it's that level of, we're just going to take the knife, we're going to put it in, and then we're just going to twist it. That was really good about this, because you had Foley pause for a second, where it's like, okay, now they're not just talking about me, they're talking about my family, they're talking about my kids. I need to think about this for a second. That was really, really good.
It really, really was. Now, one other thing that happened on the show, forgot to mention. Because the tease for next week, we're getting Braun versus Roman. And the return of the highlight reel, as Chris Jericho is going to expose who the real Kevin Owens is. As he was being interviewed by Tom Phillips. Okay, it wasn't Tom Phillips. But Jericho was swearing to God it was Tom Phillips.
Okay, to be fair, if you weren't really paying attention, you would swear it was Tom Phillips.
But it wasn't Tom Phillips. And he's so divine. I've been talking to him all summer. I've been talking to Tom. You don't even know your name. When you don't know your name, you know what happens to you? You just made the list. It's perfect. It was like, poor Tom Phillips gets put on the list. And, well, it really wasn't even him. Good stuff. Good stuff all around.
Great stuff. This brawl was much, much better than last week. It was way better than Fastlane. We're now on the road to WrestleMania. We're getting everything booked out. We're seeing where all the storylines are headed. We're seeing what matches are greenlit versus what aren't. So a very, very, very strong offering by Raw, which, thank God. Because I was honestly dreading it a little bit after last week. It was like, oh, I can't deal with this.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/rockradioshow is the place to be for WTR Sims. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We have news. We have notes. We're back doing a full show because, you know, somebody's feeling better. So if you missed last week, we did two separate shows. We did one, our interview with Michael Kingston, so go check that out. And then we also released a Rack Extra about Fastlane. So this week, news, notes, Tweet of the Week, all that fun stuff. I'm sure we'll be talking about something WrestleMania related since we're on the road to it. But we are going to have a discussion with this week because no pay-per-view! Yay!
See, it happens Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com. YouTube.com/Rock Radio Show. Subscribe for daily content from WWE 2K17 and more. YouTube.com/Rock Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the Say What's, the Greater the Great Debates, and more. This coming Saturday night, it's the greatest cartoon character of all the times in the Greater the Great Debate. Go back and listen to last week's episode where we determined the greatest and greater than great Sega video game. CB Radio, Saturday night's midnight edition, CB Radio Live. .com/BlameRob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night's Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega, 10 p.m. Eastern, covering the week in pro wrestling. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you going to let Omega proof the cartoon character list?
Nah.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. So, for Lindsay, I'm Rob. We'll see you next Monday night for the Raw Post Show and Thursday night for The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Apparently, don't let Omega near the list. Make him suffer with the results. Hey.
He did that on Sunday.
I did. Check it out, Russell Talk Radio. Anyway, we'll see him for the Rack, and we'll see you back here next Monday. Long day always at Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.